A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
4G.
4G.
I've actually got 5G now. Pretty fucking good. It's actually not. It's worse. It's slower.
Okay, you want to kick things off with the podcast about 5G?
Wait, are we recording?
Yeah, we're always recording, big guy.
Ah, nice. I think we should just record ourselves 24/7 and then take the best bits out of it. There'll be a lot of you making weird noises.
Into the mirror.
How often do you masturbate?
I just make noises when I do it. I didn't actually do it. Oh, I'm masturbating.
Remember when I was at school, there's this kid.
How often do you masturbate?
That's a good way to kick it off.
You kicked off with 5G and then you went
4G.
Mick kicked off with, oh, I've got 5G now.
Just for you listeners, just want to let you know I've got 5G now. So there'll no longer be a clog up of all those DMs because my internet is fast, so you can send as many as you want. No, there was this kid at my school that his first masturbation, he said that rather than like doing what you'd normally do with your shaft.
What you would normally do with your shaft.
I don't know. Okay. Well, anyway, he wasn't.
Do you dress
he wasn't,
yours he was, up as shaft as well in like a leather outfit?
He was basically just tapping his balls really fast, and he said that was how he would come.
I had a guy called Ben at my school who did the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah. He said we were all nice. Talking about the. The masturbation as well as we kick things off. This is going to be the title of this episode. Do you masturbate? And we're all talking about the ways that we do it, right? Because we're 13 or 14, whatever we are, and that's what boys talk about. Well, we did. Anyway, he said, I do it this way. And he held it like you'd hold a ketchup bottle, right? With typical way. So he held it like you hold a ketchup bottle. And then it was like he was starting a fire with the top. So he'd hold it like a ketchup, and then he'd rub the top like that. And he said, that's how I do it. And we went, you're mental.
You tried it, didn't you?
Obviously, I tried it.
Yeah, that's interesting. What was that really sort of poignant, famous quote you tried to...
Oh, yeah, I got a quote.
Jay, just before we started recording, hit me with some
ready for
pretty
this?
Deep stuff.
I got a quote for everyone here. Thing is about life. It's not that you... What is it? Hold on. Let me start again. This is how most...
We go live to the Dalai Lama.
I'm about to say this is how most sculptures start. What is it? Scholars, not sculptures.
They're going to have to do a serious job on the edit for this. We sound mad. Right.
They're going to have to do a big job of this on Netflix. When they sign this up on Netflix, they're going to have to do a big editing job.
I think we could get our own Netflix show.
I think we can do. Okay, ready for this? Maybe I get it up on TikTok. Hold on, stay there one.
Is this another TikTok thing?
Oh, is this another TikTok thing? You're lame. I tell you what, you're lame. You think I'm lame because I'm on TikTok?
No, I just think you're lame how you chase, like...
What?
New culture. You're out of date, mate.
You think...
Just look, stay in your lane. You're in your,
I
you're
chase
in your,
culture.
You're in your mid-30s.
Mid-30s, early 30s.
You're just looking to cash in on the younger generation and all the trends.
I'm not looking to... It sounds like some weird trafficker. Cash in on the younger generation. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's pretty much what you do.
No, I don't.
You try to do it on YouTube. You're now trying to do it on TikTok.
No, I like TikTok. TikTok's actually flourishing.
Look at all the guests you've been inviting on.
Yeah.
They're all sub... They're like literally early 20s, all big on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. You're slagging off our guests now.
No. They're doing a great job, but I feel like you've got a vested interest.
A vested interest?
Yes.
You should be wearing a vest. Okay, right. Here we go. Ready? I'm going to find this guy. I can't find him. Anyway, he's the voice on TikTok. He talks like this, and he does the quotes, and he goes, in life, you should follow one road. And if you follow one road, you shouldn't take the left road, because if you take the left road, you'll get lost. And everyone goes, oh, that's so amazing. And you quote underneath, he gets like a million views. Anyway, the point is that it's not what you... When you lose something, it's not you realize what you lost once you've lost that. It's you never realise what you had in the first place, which is so true.
So what, if you lose your keys, you don't realise you've lost it until... What?
No.
Until you can't get in at 3 a.m.
No, most people, it's not what you don't realise... It's not what you realise what you lost once you've lost it.
And you want to be a presenter?
Yeah, yeah.
You're literally...
And you want to be a father. And you want to be a priest?
Not with that attitude. And speaking of which, you're getting a dog, aren't you?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, do you know what the next step after that is?
Murder?
I don't know if this bonus episode is going to be able to go out.
Yeah, you've kicked it off!
Listen, complete gibberish.
Hold on, firstly, I wanted to talk about this quote. The point of the quote is this, and then I'll move past and I'll be happy.
You're giving me a headache.
Well, listen, listener, the point of the quote is, it's not what you... No, this is it. The point is that... Most people don't realize what they've lost until they've lost it.
Honest to God. I can't do this. I've had a really big weekend and you're messing with my head.
I can't.
Stop it. Look.
What is the
You were on a roll. You posted about the fact that the podcast has got like 34 million views.
Yeah, 34
or
mil.
Listens, and then now you're going to end it all with this. This bonus episode is going to end it all. It's going to be done.
Okay, last time, I'll try and get it out. Okay, here we go. Mitt went to a festival on the weekend. He's feeling a bit sheepish today. None of this is real, Alex. We're not even here.
Can you stop it, please?
Okay.
I'm not up for it.
Okay, fine. Anyway,
the point
of the quote is that, especially when it comes to relationships, right? I think a lot of people broke up during lockdown, after lockdown, and all these different things. And the problem is that people in relationships, they love their relationship, but they don't really, you know, commit to their relationships. You just become, a lot of people just become friends, I feel like, in the relationship, right? You become just buddies. And that happens over long-time marriages or whatever it is. And I think you should always just remember that your partner is someone to love and adore and cherish and really like. And what typically happens is you take them for granted. So when you take someone for granted, when you lose them, you go, oh my God, I've lost that person, because then now they've gone. But actually you should appreciate, you never appreciate what you actually had in the first place. Do you get what I mean? That's the point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a very well-known sort of thing.
It was a fable for you.
You don't know... No, what was it?
Yeah.
The hardest part is letting go, not taking part. That's...
What the fuck?
Martin Coldplay.
The hardest go is letting go, not taking part.
The hardest part about the relationship is letting go, not taking part. I used to be very emotional when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
I used to listen to Coldplay.
Yeah, and
I'm not getting into that. Anyway,
Alex Smith can do this one thing.
Let's get some structure to this. Come on, do your job.
All right.
Do your job.
Okay. Hello, all you listeners. Alex Smith, when he was in his teenage years, was listening to Coldplay with his girlfriend at the time, and they played Coldplay of all things. And they were looking. I think it was like, oh, it was that or Snow Patrol.
It could have been either. I was big into
Sometimes
those.
I get confused. It was that or the Kooks. Naive. No. I'm so naive. Anyway, they were looking at each other and they were so in love that they started crying when they were listening to Coldplay.
It's beautiful teenage love, and it's something that
Isn't that something true? That
you and I will never have again.
I will.
Not with each other. You're going to have teenage love again, are you? Oh, God.
Do you know what I heard today, which is really upsetting?
What? If it's another quote that you can't get out, then I'm walking out of this door and I'm not coming back. I'm handing in my notes. You know, someone came up to me in Sainsbury's. Someone came up to me in Sainsbury's and goes, "Has Jamie paid you yet?" Yeah. I was like, "No."
Oh my God. The same thing.
He tweeted me.
He said this on Twitter. I got a tweet from some guy who said this. I'm going to read it to you. Okay, I got this. This is from Twitter. I got sent it.
You got sent a message from Twitter.
From Twitter, called his name is Lord Samuel J. Jack 2. And he says, "Pay Alex, you cheapskate." I saw him in Sainsbury's in Chelsea in the booze aisle and had to pay for his food. He was incredibly tired. And after having clearly been conducting his social experiment, surely a biscuit mogul like you can kick him a few quid.
Kicking him a few quid.
You had to get bought food, you homeless bum. What are you doing?
That, mate? If you don't pay me, then this is what's going to happen.
And then the one above it says this. He wrote a bit before, "Bumping into Made in Chelsea people who are hungover as bulls on a Sunday as jokes."
I don't even know.
Why did you make some stranger buy your food?
He came up to me, offered.
And you said sure.
No, he didn't actually buy my food.
Oh, he didn't.
No, he bought my bowl of red wine. wait, I've got to find this message because.
Can I just let everyone know, all you listeners, we do pay Alex. He gets paid handsomely.
Handsomely.
He's a handsomely paid boy.
Oh God.
What message are you looking for?
I don't know. Someone was just blowing smoke up my ass, but I can't find it. I just wanted to try and big myself up. I can't find it.
So
she basically said that the only reason that the podcast is good is because I'm on it.
Yeah,
nothing to do with you.
She said,
in fact, you anger her.
Oh, yeah, when people listen to it, they hate.
They actually turn it off as soon as you speak, and they just wait a couple of minutes, and then turn it back up.
God.
I can't find it.
People are probably going to think we're drunk or something. We're not actually drunk, all you listeners. We're just having a good, fun time. Anyway, a lot of the quotes that I get, not quotes, but things I get sent are all about how great you are on the podcast.
Really?
A lot of them say that.
Nice. Any abuse?
No abuse. Anyway, I heard this thing today, right? This has really upset me. You know nursery rhymes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a fetch pail of water. Or Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Little star. That's not a nursery rhyme, is it?
Well, it's not high school.
No, well, what's the difference between twinkle, twinkle, little star and something like Humpty Dumpty?
It's more of a song, maybe.
It's a song. I think nursery rhymes have meanings behind them. Anyway, how upsetting is this? Like, all those things, like fairy tales and stuff like that. I listened to a podcast. Shout out to You're Dead to Me. Great podcast. Greg Jenner is the host. Anyone listen to that? No one listen to that? I think it's called that. It is called that. Hold on a second. Let me just double check. Do you know what's great about our podcast? Yeah, You're Dead to Me. New series. And it's great. Greg Jenner is the host. He's a very smart guy.
Mm.
Quickly, just side note, great thing about our podcast, it's like we're just talking to two mates. That's why it's so relatable.
It's like we're talking to two mates.
it's like they're listening to mates talk. Anyway, my point is so listening to his podcast, and I like fairy tales and stuff like that. The Little Mermaid is really upsetting.
Yeah.
So the Little Mermaid goes, is that her tail, the Little Mermaid's tail is cut off.
The Mermaid is a Disney...
Yeah, but it's from a fairy tale nursery rhyme, kind of vibe. Well, it's not a nursery rhyme, it's like fairy tale vibe, right? You know, fairy tales and nursery rhymes are similar things you tell kids.
Okay. Anyway,
right? That's sort of dark area.
Go on.
The Little Mermaid, her tail gets cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, that's upsetting. She falls in love with the man who can walk on Earth. So her tail's cut off. And the pain is basically where a sword is thrust between her. That's what gives her the two legs. So she's cut in half almost. That's what gives her two legs. And every single time she walks, it's like she's walking on daggers, just so she can be with the man on the surface.
And that is an analogy for love.
Well, it is. You go through pain,
right? Sophie Habu feels with you. Constantly walking on daggers around your apartment.
But that's upsetting. It really upset me.
Shout out here to... because we have, Anna, who... clean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's our cleaner. She, we share
Shout
the same.
Out to Anna.
She always tells me how nice her apartment is while she's in mine, and I'm like, yeah. And she's like looking around mine, and she's like, Jamie's place is just so nice. I'm like, Sick.
Yeah. Anna, I can't. Anna's Mitt and I share the same cleaner. Alex introduced me to her.
Love Anna.
Yeah, like, she
more than life. She's
Anna. Anna is amazing. She's from Portugal. She could not be. She said something. You did this amazing thing, which is very cool. I think people should know this. Is that when lockdown happened? Obviously, she couldn't go out and clean or anything like that. And it was like, you know, it was a long time. It was 12 weeks, maybe more, maybe longer than that. Maybe 15 weeks. You paid her every single week. Without her, she said, no, don't pay me. And you said, no, I want to keep paying you. And you just paid her every single week.
Yeah, you should have seen my apartment. It's so messy.
Yeah, but she wasn't even cleaning.
Well, yeah, well, you can't just say, like,
you just nearly
sorry,
held my hand there.
You're out on your own. Good luck. Like,
no, I just think that's a really amazing... People are furloughing people left, right, and centre.
Well, no, I mean, I've known Anna for, like, 10 years. She's been, like, a part of the family.
I just think it's amazing. It's cool you did that.
She's had to clear up some...
Some bodies.
Some bodies from my apartment. And that's why I kept paying her through lockdown. Because she was going to go to the police.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
she always says to me, Alex, he's a naughty boy. He goes, he's a very naughty boy.
Yeah.
And she always says, you know, actually, she said that with your relationship, she said how great you were, but in the past, she always used to go, yeah, Alex, a naughty boy. And I found it hilarious the way she did it. But she says you have the kindest heart. I don't know what I know you as a person. I don't know why I'm...
You're having to get, like, secondhand information.
Yeah, Anna, what do you really think about Alex? Do you think he's a good guy?
Yeah. Can you just do a bit of digging? I'm a bit suspicious of this guy.
Don't do any digging, you'll find the bodies.
The thing is she's seen, you know, the insides of our lives, so...
Yeah. What, I went on holiday, right? Have you ever had any holiday disasters?
Yeah, probably have. I'm trying to think.
What? Trying to think of it. You can't remember your disaster. Oh, you had one in Portugal. That was a bit of a disaster holiday, actually.
Well, we
can't go into that.
That's a bit dark.
Friend got really badly injured, didn't he?
Yeah, he was playing a big game of football.
But you have. Have you ever had a disaster holiday? Something that's gone down terribly badly. I don't think I've really had a disaster holiday ever. I don't think I went when I was in when I was.
I'm sure. I mean, when I went travelling, I got held at gunpoint. That was quite fun.
What? Tell us. What happened there?
Well, I got
held at knife point. It's like a game. Like, oh, I beat you. I did. I got held in Copacabana Beach. Copacabana Beach. I bought some brand new high tops, Nike high tops. It's taking your story away from you. I apologise. Went down to the beach to take a pee, and I got surrounded by these guys, and they held a machete to my throat.
It started off.
Go and read it, my book. If you want, it comes out September 16th, I can explain. Tell him that.
You quite enjoyed it at first. Before they pulled the knife, you were like, oh, here we go. Surrounded by blokes on the beach. This is my fantasy coming true. You went, oh, God. This seems to happen to you a lot. You got surrounded by blokes in a petrol station.
Yeah, I got surrounded by... It's because I'm quite small.
You've got a chip. You've got that attitude. They look at you.
I've got a chip on my shoulder.
They look at you and they go, "Look at this little twat.
What are you talking about?
So far up his own arse. That's
what. So they can sense that when I'm on the beach.
Yeah, in your new high tops, looking like. Were you just wearing the high tops?
I was just wearing the high tops. It's carnival.
I hope I don't get into trouble down here on the beach alone in my new high tops. Ooh.
It's carnival, everyone. It's carnival.
You're told, like, specifically not to go down onto the beach.
Yeah, my mum told. And I remember when the guy, he was tapping the machete on my face and laughing. I swear to God, doing this and laughing. And I remember in my head just going, my mum told me not to go onto the beach and now I'm going to die on the beach. And I knew my mum had told me. And I was like, this is just awful. Anyway, they took everything from me, my new shoes and everything. And they gave me back my asthma puffer. That's the only thing they gave back to me. They walked off.
So considerate. Wait, they left you naked?
With my boxers, yeah. And I came back up. Oh, I had jeans. Did they leave the jeans on? And I came back up and I had PTSD after that. For about 2 weeks, anyone who came near me, I would freak out. I thought they were trying to mug me.
Yeah, that's not cool.
It was very scary. Hello, all you lovely listeners. Welcome to our bonus episode. Sorry for the rambling at the beginning. It's Alex and Jamie here. Big thing, I went on holiday.
It's not a big thing.
I tell you, this
you
is...
You go on holiday a lot.
Cough you.
All right.
Sorry, I don't know. I didn't know what I was trying to come up with. Something, couldn't come up with anything. I didn't go on holiday ever. And I went holiday for 4 days. Mm-hmm. That was it. I got to the airport. I'm going to be honest with the listeners. Got to the airport and I forgot my laptop. I really need my laptop. So I bought a new laptop at the airport.
Just going to make yourself so unrelatable. Forgot my £2,000 laptop, so I thought, you know what? For 4 days, I'll just buy one, a temporary one.
No, the point was is that my laptop was 5 years old, the one that I had. I haven't changed it in 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. I bought the other one in Hong Kong because it was when I went to Hong Kong all those years ago.
What, to get it cheaper?
I didn't fly to Hong Kong to buy one to get it cheaper, yeah.
So when people go to Calais to pick up wine, you go to Hong Kong to pick up a MacBook.
Calais? They go to Calais?
A MacBook. Well, yeah, you hop over the...
And they get wine cheaper from there?
Well, yeah, where you get your French wine. It's where it's
really
good, isn't it? Yeah.
That's a good old trick for people. Did you guys know that? You get a Calais and get good wine?
My stepdad always used to do it. He'd load up the car and come back with...
Yeah. Honey, I'm just going out to Calais to get some wine.
What
an excuse. I'm going to say that to Sophie. I'm just going to go to Calais. That's why I'm going to go and get some wine. But I'm thinking, so anyway, my point is that I had to buy, I got encouraged to buy this laptop because I need a new laptop and I was in the airport and I was like, okay, fine, I haven't bought one, so I'll buy a new one.
What do you mean you're encouraged to buy it?
Well, because
it's not the sort of thing that, like, you're walking past a stall and they try and, like...
Yeah, they did.
Oh, you want a new laptop?
Yeah, they did. They sold it to me really
It's, like, quite a serious purchase. It's not like, oh, do you want to buy a new, like, bracelet or something?
They really sold it to me. But the point was is that you put off buying these things because you have one and it kind of works and you're like, oh, I don't really want to spend the money getting a new one. So you put these things off and I thought, okay,
honest, the money's not the issue. It's the hassle of having to change it over.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, so I bought a new one. I can't tell you. It's just Apple know what they're doing. They are a fantastic brand.
Good.
Good
stuff.
They are fantastic.
I was talking about Steve Jobs earlier, actually.
Oh, yeah?
To myself. Well, no, because he was big into psychedelics, wasn't he? His vision came from psychedelics, and look where it's got him.
What?
Well, he's actually dead.
What?
I forgot that he died. Oh God. This is honestly the worst bonus episode. The worst episode ever recorded.
Look where it's got him. What?
Was it almost like a threat?
I know.
I'm gonna sit back and drink my Evian and you can finish off the podcast.
Oh my God. Yeah, Steve Jobs was into psychedelics. And I'm watching this anyway. Go back to the laptop anyway. It's just incredible, and it's a game changer. So if anyone's out there thinking, should I or shouldn't I buy a new laptop? Go and buy one. I'm watching this new TV program called Nine Perfect Strangers. I don't know if people may have read the book. It's a TV show. It's on Amazon. It's with Nicole Kim and lots of different people.
Mm.
And it's about nine strangers who go to this health resort to go and cure themselves of different things. And I don't know. For anyone who's watching it, this is a bit of like a blueprint. It happens in the fourth episode, so cover your ears right now. But they are taking mushrooms. They're microdosed with mushrooms throughout. And it's really interesting about the stuff, what happens when people use psychedelics. What are your thoughts on psychedelics?
I thought you were asking the listeners. I was like, they can't respond. I think there's... society is so much more open to it now because there was such a stigma around it. But I think because people are looking at alternative ways of medicating, of living, of just doing things, and psychedelics are quite a useful way of doing that. But yeah. Also, like, for thousands of years, humans have used them. It's only in recent society because of capitalism and...
Do you think it's because of capitalism and money and things like that?
Yeah, because psychedelics open up a different way of thinking that doesn't fall within that particular sort of strata, that way of living. It makes you want to go and live in the woods and not pay your bills.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's been kind of subdued. And also Big Pharma as well, like, because you can, you know...
Big Pharma?
Big Pharma. Yeah. That rapper.
that would be your rap name, Big Pharma.
It might be Lil Pharma.
Yeah. Hey, Big Pharma.
I sell, like, Calpol and stuff. Big Pharma, they sell, like, cancer treatments and shit.
Cowpole. I thought you were making like a pun on farmers. Cowpole. No. I was like, oh, that's quite smart.
I used to love cowpole as a kid.
Delicious. Drink the whole bottle. Tom Dukenfield at my school. He drank a whole bottle of it.
Another ridiculous name for your school.
What do you mean?
Dukenfield.
Yeah. Thomas Dukenfield. But Tom Dukenfield, yeah, he drank a whole bottle. And I was like, you legend. We were about six. He came to school. And he had to stand up in front of all of the class. And the teacher said, none of you do this. None of you do this. And I went, if I get my hands on a cowpole bottle, I'm going to go nail it.
It's pretty much making him famous for doing it, like parading him around.
No, I didn't care about the fame. I never cared about fame.
Yeah. your life would be nothing without it. What were we talking about before?
Psychedelics.
Where were we going?
And you said that it opens up a portal, people live in the woods.
Opens up a portal.
And then you said you met a farmer.
No, that's what I was going to say. Like, rather than having to take, you know, pills for the entirety of your life, which means that they constantly make money, you can take some mushrooms once and it can cure you of your...
Yeah, but I don't think you can take mushrooms once and that happens. I don't know. I haven't researched enough.
Well, next time you pipe up, do your research, right?
Yeah, I'm all into it. There's amazing research that people are doing with psychedelics and mental health, and I think it's incredible.
Oh, I think there's different means of taking it. Like, some people are actually taking it for a purpose, as opposed to some people are just taking it because they want to get a little bit high. I think the stigma is slowly coming away from
it. I think it's a good thing. I also think that there's loads of things. You know, even if you talk about like medication for mental health, right? God, we're getting deep on this bonus episode. I love it. Anyway, I saw this amazing thing from a guy called Jordan Peterson, who is a sort of controversial speaker in lots of places, but he speaks in truth in lots of things. And when he talks about mental health, he says the big thing is there are side effects to medication, right? There are side effects to them, for sure, understandably. And people don't want to take them for lots of reasons, and people do want to take them for lots of reasons, and they're bad and this and whatever. But the side effect of depression is suicide. So why would you not give these pills a chance? And it's so true. And so I think with all these things, if you are someone who is suffering really badly and you're arming and ahhing about taking medication or whatever, I always think that's an option to do. And that's why I fully agree with psychedelics. And if it's actually they are helping people with mental health, I think it's a fantastic thing to go down and explore.
Mm.
That's my point.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're fascinating. It's so nuts that in nature there's these, you know, substances that exist that have... Jamie's now just not listening to me.
I'm listening to you.
I think it's fascinating that they exist and they have such a profound effect on the psyche and on your brain.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man.
Hey, we also had some results. And so last week we put out a poll. Our lovely producer Katie has sent it through to us. And she, off the back of last week's app with the fellas, we asked the private parters who would win in a charity fight, me or Mitt. Results are in. You want to hear them?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Schwagner. Can't pronounce the name or his name. I think Jamie is too nice, so I voted for Mitten. And Mitten is lovely too, but he would probably win in a fight. Jamie would win in a dance-off, though.
There you go. She obviously doesn't know you.
Mary says, Jamie would try and bribe them with sweets and biscuits so they wouldn't let him win. What are they talking about? Bribe who?
Well, bribe me.
We're in a street fight.
No, it's a charity match. Oh, it's not a street brawl.
Sorry, I just go straight to street fights.
Should we do a charity street brawl? But we both get a bit pissed off. I say something to your girlfriend that's a bit out of order, and then we have it. All in aid of charity.
We'll go to a bar, get a bit hooned. You push me on the street, have a fight.
I'll bottle you. All in aid of charity. How much have we raised, Jamie? You're just dead.
I'm just hammered.
Dead off the side of the curb.
Side of the curb?
Yeah, you know, I'll curb stomp you. Have you seen that in... What movie is that in?
American History X.
Oh, it's so savage, that. Oh, that still gives me the heat.
I don't think it's called stomp curbing, either.
No, it's curb stomp.
It's not called a curb stomp.
It is, all in aid of charity. Yeah.
It's not called a...
I'm just burying you. I'm like, it's all in aid of charity. I just completely lost it.
That's the way through it.
Don't tell anyone, it's all in aid of charity.
All right, to all you lovely listeners, I hope you've enjoyed that wild episode of Private Parts. We would love you to get in touch with us. Please, please do send us stories, emails, something fun for us to read and chat about on the podcast. Stories, kind, funny, enthusiastic, lame, whatever it may be. Send it to us, contact@privatepartspodcast.com, or slide into our DMs at Private Podcast. Until Friday, our episode on Friday is very exciting. It's with Kaker, the comedian.
Sorry, I just burped.
You burped at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, well, I've been holding it in.
For what?
Until the end of the podcast, but I couldn't wait. It's come out. I think
apparently it's impossible. We should try this in a TikTok. Apparently it's impossible to drink a can of sparkling water and not burp.
Okay. How about we do it? Okay, how about we do it and not do it on any form of social media?
All in the aid for charity.
How about we just live our lives?
All right.
Yeah, stop it.
Never.
I think we need a bit of a format for next time, because I think this will give people anxiety. The franticness.
You're giving me anxiety.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
I came here today to do that. So.
Okay. Well. Also, guys, what we like to do is we like to nominate charities, communities, individuals, unsung heroes. And if you would like to nominate anyone at all, we read them out on the podcast, and they go into nomination. We also donate some cash. We'd love to hear from you. Go to our link tree on our Instagram page. Just click the link and you can find it there, charity nominations and things like that, and you can click on that. We'd love to hear from you. So please, please, please do get in touch via our social media at Private Podcast and click on the link tree below. We'll see you on Friday for another episode.
Ta-ta. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.